We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
A lot of angst. No, actually, there are two groups of folks in America. The COVID-19 is a hoax group, and so they're oblivious to all the numbers. They think that it's irrelevant. All the young people should get sick. It's herd immunity. Everybody will be fine. And then there's the other group that's freaked out. Meantime, back here, we've had extremely low numbers. I think only Montana has had lower numbers. It's fascinating. And I've been watching diligently the numbers to see if there was to be a spike from either the primary election with 100,000 people or the protesters. And so the number jumped today more than I've seen in a while. And Rich Fitzgerald is kind enough, the county executive, to join us to discuss that. Fitz, good morning. Should we be alarmed, sir?
I don't know if alarmed is the right word, but we should just be keeping an eye on it. And actually, Dr. Bogan is going to address this afternoon publicly in a press briefing. It looks like, the number went up. 45 is the highest we've had since, I think, May 7th. Hmm. So 6-7 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we're seeing, I think the average age is under the age of 30.
Yep.
So it could be some of the protesting. It could be some of the bars and restaurants that have opened up. I have heard, again, anecdotal things of the bar business and restaurant business are doing well.
Yes,
we're happy about that. But if they're crowded in together, particularly, again, if the young people, are doing that, then we've got to take some corrective action. We've seen in Florida and some of these other places, they have taken more drastic action where they've actually shut some of them down again. I don't think we want to go there, but I do think we've got to keep an eye on it. Was this just a one-day blip? Was this just something it's not going to happen day after day? But I think it is something to take a look at.
A brief note from insiders. Let's wait 4 or 5 days and see what the numbers are reported. Then Mondays and Tuesdays tend to be higher because the report lags over the weekend. Is that accurate?
I think it could be. And again, we need to look at the total tests. Is the percentage still low for running a lot more tests, but we're still in the 2, 3, 4% range, then it won't be something to be concerned about as much. So you got to look at that data, not just take one number and try to extrapolate too much out of it. But again, we've done a really, really good job over many, many months now of keeping these numbers low. You mentioned Montana, I think the only other state that's in this range. It's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
But again, we're not immune like any. I mean, it could happen in Pennsylvania just as much as it happens in Florida or Arizona or anywhere else.
One data point is not enough to make a conclusion from an insider. Is that accurate too?
That's very accurate, yes. Yes.
And the numbers are all young folks, so why should we care? The argument is it's herd immunity. Let it ride.
Well, I hear that's one argument, but question then becomes, if it is young people, who are they exposing themselves to? Who are they coming in contact with? Where do they work? Where do they, are they riding public transit? Are they, in public settings where they're exposing other people who then, there's a multiplier effect that you just have to be concerned about when you have a virus and a pandemic. So it's not as easily cut and dry to just say, okay, if they're young, they'll be good, they'll be fine. Because, the chances are, you're right, it's certainly safer for somebody who's in their 20s to get it than for somebody in their 70s. But it still is something, because of the mobile nature of our society, that we've got to be concerned about.
The entire state only went up 456, so we're still at a really low number.
Yes, statewide, I think. And I think you've seen a lot of the improvement in the southeastern part of the state, the Philly, Montgomery County, Delaware County, Chester County, that region that very early on had some pretty high numbers, have seen their numbers come down significantly. We never did see a spike here in southwestern Pennsylvania, and we want to keep it that way.
You know, it's interesting. You made the observations that some of the bars actually shut down on their own in the South, Fitz. They saw one person come in and 20 people got sick. They said, to hell with this. I'm not going to manage this. You know, if that happens from a business, they don't want to stay open. They want to take care of it, right?
Well, that's exactly right. So I think you know, everybody wants to know where this is occurring.
Right.
Is it some of the patrons at a location? Is it a worker from a location? Is it isolated to certain type of manufacturing or certain type
know?
Of workspace?
Do you know, Fitz? Oh, you don't know yet.
We're
okay.
Trying to get that data, and I think Dr. Bogan may be able to address a lot of that this afternoon when she does her press briefing. I think her and her team are assembling those numbers. And you also brought up something earlier, Marty. Over the weekend, you know, you could be getting a lot of different numbers from a lot of different places. So Monday has a different type of feel than you would have on a regular throughout the week. So again, we need one data point. You said this exactly right. One data point doesn't mean you change the whole world, but it's just something we've been looking at it. We want to continue to look at it. And if we see a trend in that direction, you want to take some corrective action. And you're right. In some of these places in Florida, I think cities have started to do things. Maybe if the state hasn't done it statewide, and individual restaurants and locations are doing it as well. But there's concern. We're seeing it with the sports teams already, that there's, you know, there seems to be a change in some of these collegiate sports as well as professional sports that are seeing an outbreak, and now all of a sudden they're kind of pumping the brakes a little bit on where they were going. So this is one of those things that it's the change is going to continue to occur, and we've just got to keep our eyes on things.
Rich Fitzgerald, hey, wouldn't it be more important to watch the number of hospitalizations versus the number of infections, sir?
That would be a data point that you'd also want to take a look at, but it also is oftentimes a lagging indicator.
I see.
So, you know, you have tests that start to go up, and then the hospitalizations may occur a few weeks later, and, you know, you want to stop it before it gets to a bad point.
I tell you what I respect and admire about you, my man. You don't overreact. You just don't. You say, hey, man, don't overreact. We're going to take a look at the data and go from there. But the truth is, you have no interest or intention of ever shutting everything down again. And the governor has said that as well, sir.
I think that's exactly right. I think it's going to be very difficult in lots of different ways to just shut things down again the way it happened in early March. I think you'll see things almost like what the sports teams are doing. Oh, we were going to open up on July 15th. Maybe we'll push it back and see what happens. And I think that's what's going to happen almost on a industry-by-industry, case-by-case basis.
Rich Fitzgerald, it's a pleasure. I really appreciate you calling in, sir. Thank you.
All right, Marty. Talk to you later. Thanks.
All right. I love what he said. Don't overreact. Could be just a number because they kind of gather up over the weekend. Let's watch hospitalizations. Let's not overreact based on one data point. I love the fairness and the honesty of the county executive. For those who say he's a flaming liberal and wants to shut everything down, you are wrong. Dead wrong.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.